needs.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County.
It's a beautiful day.
It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Wake Up Crew. It's March 15th and episode 1616. Spring begins in 2 days. That's right, 2 days. It's March 20th. Spring break is 11 days away. And, of course, today is Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco, Taco, Taco Tuesday.
That was it?
Yeah. That's all you get for now.
It's time to talk about my little puppy today.
Aw, little Chipper.
Aww. And they called it puppy love.
Actually, I'm going to talk about Brian's dogs for a few minutes.
Oh. That's not good.
This is a cute little story. I go to the game the other night. I go ride with Brian. I go to his house, and I see their little head sticking out the window. And they're barking like crazy.
Yeah.
And Brian brings them outside, Ladybug and Skeeter, but he doesn't bring the other one out.
Rosie, no, he hates her.
Well,
I don't
Rosie,
hate her, but I know John.
Rosie hates me. So anyway,
You're a human. She hates all
Skeeter,
humans.
Skeeter looks like a cute little booger. And I go, and he's just barking his full head off. So I pit Ladybug. I put Ladybug first.
Uh-huh.
And so that kind of calms him down a little bit. And then then Skeeter calms down. But he is, it's just like they've reversed positions. Ladybug now is the one that roams.
Uh-huh.
And Skeeter is in his arms. Well, under the pretense that Skeeter's more, you know, could bite you maybe, you know.
Right.
Well, no.
That's not it. Skeeter's his little beloved now.
Oh, yeah. Skeeter's become mm-hmm. his favorite.
He was in the front yard, and I don't know that I've ever had him in the front yard, and I was afraid he would dart off because he's not all there mentally.
What?
I was just afraid that he might run in, out in the road. He doesn't listen very well.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they pretty much stay in the backyard? Because you don't, your yard's not fenced in. Do they pretty much stay back there?
Yeah.
Does Skeeter want to run off or?
Not really. No. He just is hard-headed sometimes. He's a boy.
Well, he's part dachshund. Mm-hmm. They're yeah. hard-headed. So I was told you the story about Chipper going over to the neighbor's yard.
Mm.
And the big dog that's in there, there's a fence between them, but there's a little gap in the fences, and so Chipper sticks his little paw underneath there, and the big dog goes bam. Didn't hurt him. I mean, wasn't trying yeah. to hurt him, but he comes in walking on three legs. Like, oh, I'm so pitiful. And then I said, are you all right? And so he sits there and he shakes a little bit, and then he goes, he's standing on all four paws. I go, well, he must be okay. Soon I said, well, come on. And he goes back on that three legs, just crawling back. And so I finally check him over and everything. I said, there's nothing wrong with you. And I said, come here. And he jumps up on the couch. So I figure he's okay. So I said, come on, let me give you a treat. Back on three legs again. And I go, how long is this going to happen? Next morning, he's fine.
Yeah.
So I don't know, does he have enough smarts to use that?
Maybe.
Because I think he thought he was in trouble is what I think. I think he thought I was going to get on to him because he wasn't where he was supposed to be.
It's almost time for my dog's haircut, which is always a miserable experience. It takes probably 3 hours.
Do you do it?
Yes, I do. They won't take him because he loses his mind at the place where they cut his hair, and they have to muzzle him and stuff. So.
But he lets you do it.
He lets me do it, but it takes a long time.
I bet.
So
it's a big dog.
Shave him, and he doesn't like the sound of the clippers. He won't let you get near his face with
scissors. Do you like him better shaved or better with hair?
Oh, I like him much better shaved because he doesn't shed all in my house.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not, you know, sweeping up. I shave him to the skin.
Your Roomba must be, like, clogged.
My Roomba can do about half the house before it stops, and then you got to empty it and do it again.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you have to be home, basically.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Every time I come home, I'll pick it up, and then I'll clean it out and then let it do the rest.
Then Chipper's a short-haired dachshund. But it's unbelievable how much hair. And I'll notice that I look in, like, his bowl, and there's a little hair in there.
Where
it comes from the mouth.
But nobody sheds as bad, and he's not going to listen. He's going to say, no, she doesn't. No one sheds as bad as Ladybug.
No way.
Really?
You hold that dog and you just, you're covered. Your pink shirt is black. It's just, she gets hair all over you.
Rosie's the worst shedder.
I don't know. I don't touch Rosie.
Well, she leaves her. I mean, if I don't Roomba every couple of days, you'll see little dust bunnies or dog hair, and it's hers.
Yeah, but it doesn't get on
you. I see hair underneath the cushions of my couch. Yeah. You know, I have to sweep it up. It's crazy stuff. Those dogs, I'll tell you. All right, well, we're going to have a show today. It's 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 74 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 50. And then Wednesday, partly sunny and windy. Chance for afternoon showers. And highs head right back to 74. I'm Weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 39.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
If you're not waking up to the Wake Up Crew, here's what you've been missing.
News, traffic, weather, and fun.
Don't miss the Wake Up Crew with John, Brian, and Dalton.
News, traffic, weather, and fun?
Weekday mornings from 6 until Swap and Shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Chris Perfect.
Cubs and Dodgers in Tokyo to kick off the baseball season. Dodgers had runners at the corners, but Michael Conforto flies out. It is now middle of the fourth inning. The scoring play in this one coming for the Cubs. Miguel Amaya on a double to center field, scoring Dansby Swanson in the second inning. Shohei Ohtani currently 0-2 at the plate. Dodgers first baseman Freddie Freeman was a late scratch from the lineup less than an hour before first pitch. The Nuggets ended Golden State's seven-game winning streak 114-104 last night. After the game, Warriors coach Steve Kerr said that Steph Curry is exhausted, could be due for some rest, possibly missing the upcoming Bucks game. Pelicans were destroyed by the Pistons 127-81, and add insult to injury, they've lost Trey Murphy for the rest of the season with a shoulder injury. A record-setting extension for Derek Stingley Jr., who signed a three-year, $90 million deal with the Houston Texans.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 21 after the hour. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. John, Brian, and Dalton with you. Be careful out there this morning. And don't forget, spring begins in 2 days, and so we're getting there. This is Taco Tuesday Day, and I know the Snack Food Report is full of new things.
Yes, it is.
Ooh! And of course, Brian
will
take,
three,
4 minutes this day when you got a full report. Yeah.
It's, but then when I don't have a full report, he gives it to me with like 5 minutes.
Yeah. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Rutherford County's 24th annual Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 26th. That's from 10 a.m. to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. Listen to this. MTE will provide free hot dogs and popcorn.
Ooh.
Where can you get that? Nowhere but there.
Earth Day.
Plus, the electric griddle food truck will serve up free gourmet grilled cheese.
Free?
Free, I tell
you. You ever had a gourmet grilled cheese?
No, I heard
it'll change your life.
Free fun for the whole family, April 26th on the square. For more information, go to rcearthday.com.
Woo!
I go up there to the griddle truck, and they'll say, well, we're out.
What makes them gourmet?
Type of cheese, type of bread, all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Nice, fancier. Like sourdough bread.
Yeah, a little fancier. A little bit more than just your normal grilled cheese.
Maybe a little cheddar.
Probably a little bit like Gouda, something real fancy. Munster. Yeah.
So I go to Chipotle. No, I'll tell that later. Remind me to tell me my story about
your Chipotle,
visit. Yeah, so with my little baby granddaughter, it was exciting.
Chipotle.
We have got a lot of restaurants going down Church Street, and they're all lined up all in a row. Cava, Chipotle,
First Watch.
First Watch was packed the other day when I went in, and this was like 1 o'clock.
So 1:15. Like
I didn't go. Oh. I didn't go in.
So what is Cava?
I don't know, but I keep
Mediterranean,
talk.
I believe.
Yeah, it's like kind of bowls, rice bowls, that kind of thing.
And they've also got a Panera bread. Mm. I did not know that when I was being upset at you the other day, that you have one on the north side. But we have one on the south side, too.
I told you you did.
Just where I live, I'm not close to any of those. I have a Burger King and a Waffle House.
That Asiago chicken sandwich on the Asiago bagel, it's life-changing.
Ooh, they have pita at Cava. They have like Greek chicken. So, and like pita bread and stuff.
I tried to go to Slotsy's the other day, and the traffic on Veterans was so heavy, I decided to forget it. I didn't know when that became a speedway. 840 is a speedway now. Lisa Kay is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being a wonderful friend that works hard for Rutherford County. Lisa Kay is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
All right, send in those good neighbors to us. Text neighbor to our number, 615-893-1450, and you can also call or text in your birthdays, too.
We are during spring. We're 2 days away, so we're doing songs about spring, of course. And here is Bing Crosby with April Showers.
They come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May.
6:24, enjoy your day out there. We'll be back with more right after this.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quick Growth.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
All right, guys. If you're only middle-aged but wondering why it seems harder to keep up,
you're not alone.
It may be caused by low testosterone. Testosterone therapy, or TRT, can help you get back to your best. But not just any TRT. Not those websites offering only basic treatments. You have to see the provider specialist at Low T Center. They offer advanced personalized treatments with over a decade of experience. At Low T Center, you'll start with a simple test and get your results in about 25 minutes. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment online. LowTCenter.com. Low T Center. Reinventing men's health. Healthcare.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. Even though we had rain this weekend, a wildfire continues to rage in East Tennessee. The wildfire in Cherokee National Forest is an estimated 165 acres and is 30% contained, according to the Forest Service. WATE says the fire is burning in the Halltop area, and the public is asked to avoid that area until further notice. Rain Saturday night into Sunday helped with the fire suppression, according to a spokesperson. On Monday, crews were making new fire lines as needed to strengthen the existing lines and improve containment. Two people are facing homicide charges after a man was found dead under a mattress in Warren County, according to a district attorney. A 911 caller reportedly told dispatch that two people had confessed to killing 56-year-old Bruce Allen Morton. Officials say after confessing to the murder, the pair told the 911 caller they had moved him and hidden Morton's body under a mattress. The two suspects were arrested and are each being held at the Warren County Jail on a $1.6 million bond. Both are facing charges of criminal homicide and abuse of a corpse. More news in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the 17th Annual Blooming Arts Festival, March 21st and 22nd in Linden. Come visit the town between the rivers and experience more than 200 art and craft booths, a quilt show, live music, and amazing food. There's fun for the whole family, including a kids' zone with games and prizes. Visit bloomingartsfestival.org to learn more about this special weekend. Mark your calendars and plan to come see us, March 21st and 22nd in Linden, Tennessee, for the Blooming Arts Festival.
Police are searching for the person responsible for shooting at a Tennessee highway patrolman in his vehicle. It happened early yesterday morning. Reports say the officer is responding to a call on Orchie Road around 2 a.m. Someone opened fire on the trooper with at least one gunshot damaging the THP vehicle. The officer was uninjured. Police are interviewing witnesses and reviewing evidence in the area. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on the Wake Up Crew. We've got Good Neighbor events coming up. Rewind on check, and we'll be looking at weather and traffic coming
Rewind
up.
Rewind on check.
On check.
I like
That's
that.
Right. And I didn't need to tell my story about going to Chipotle.
Ooh.
I told my granddaughter. We were killing some time. I said, where do you want to go? And she goes, Chipotle. Well, I go, well, man, that's on the other side of town. No, she said, no, Dad, no, Papa, you have one on Church Street. I went, oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, do I?
Well, they've all been built at about the same time, so you don't know which ones are open or which not.
Right.
And at the time we were talking about Panera Bread, I didn't think was open, but I saw balloons. I said, yes, they are open. Woohoo.
Woohoo.
Yeah. So we went in. I enjoyed it. Had a big burrito.
Yeah, well, they'll make you a big one.
In the calorie thing, I'm going, it's set up on the board 1,000 calories, 700 to 1,000. I don't know what they mean by that. What do you do when you got 700?
Well, it depends on your toppings.
Yeah, but I mean, how many toppings do you know? I mean,
yeah, that's what's
so
hard.
So anyway, I said 1,000. Okay, we'll do 1,000. Uh-huh. I'll eat half of it now,
500.
And half of it when I get home.
Yep.
So we enjoyed it. It's really good. And boy, it was one of the best burritos I've had in a long time. And she had not a protein bowl, I don't guess, but a bean bowl or something anyway with rice. So we come out of there, and I go, okay, so I was having a hard time wrapping it because, you know, you get into a burrito, it falls apart
right
most of the time. So I had it sort of cut in half, and I said, okay, I'm just going to wrap this up. Okay, I go to the car. As I'm opening the car door, the burrito falls out of my hand and falls on the ground.
Oh,
on the
no.
pavement. But... Luckily, it hit the aluminum foil part. It didn't fall with the stuff coming out. I said, gosh, man, I have survived. So I'm going to take and have it for supper. So we get home. I go in. I'm opening up the fridge. Guess what happens?
What happens?
I get the burrito, and I'm getting ready to put it in, and half of the half falls into the floor. The chipper starts eating it.
And so he was a real happy camper.
So I let it go. I said, here, you can have the rest of it. So you can imagine what his stomach was like last night.
He was probably pooting.
But what he did, he got it so fast. You know, when you drop something, they're there.
Oh, yes.
They jump. So I was so disappointed. So I'm thinking about going back, you know, maybe getting one for dinner. And carrying it home.
I like their burritos are good, but they do always rip. I like their burrito bowls, not the protein bowl, just the burrito bowl, because it's all of the same stuff. No, it's just all the same stuff without the tortilla.
Yeah, that's what she got.
I like it a little better, because it's easier to eat, and you don't taste much tortilla when you're eating a burrito.
I know, but it's just that wrap and that just the texture that I love about it.
And what I love to do is I mix it all up, and then I dip chips in it. And so I dip.
And they have good chips.
Instead of eating like chips and queso, I'll dip my chips in the burrito bowl, and that's what I eat. I do the same thing at Blue Coast.
They have a really good chips.
And it'll save you a few calories, too, with the bowl probably about 100.
So you probably could go 800 or 900 instead of 1,000 on that. What did you think of that story, Brian?
Loved it.
I never heard a thing.
Wasn't listening at all.
Wasn't listening at all. No, sir, he was not.
He doesn't like Chipotle either.
Not much. I haven't found what I like there.
Well, you don't like Mexican, really. Yeah.
He's a very picky eater.
I mean, he doesn't. I've never said, "Hey, let's go to a Mexican restaurant," like we'd be going to a ball game. Yeah. He never brings that up.
No, he doesn't like. I mean, he'll like Mexican food if someone else. He'll eat it if someone else suggests.
Well, then how
it.
Do I know that you get the California burrito every time?
Because I've said it like 15,000 times.
We've gone
on
to
this
La
show.
Siesta. Several times.
La Siesta? Who's eating at La Siesta in 2025?
That was not in 2025. He's talking about 12 years ago at the state tournament. We went to La Siesta after the tournament was over. Yeah. That's what he's talking about. Let's go to birthday. I mean, today in history. Before you make me mad. 1931, the first electric shavers go on sale in the U.S. I'd advise maybe you might want to use one, Brian. Electric shaver or weed eater? Which one was that?
It's turned off right now.
1965, the Poppin' Fresh Pillsbury Doughboys introduced. I think of Ghostbusters every time I think of the Pillsbury Doughboy now.
Yeah, the marshmallow.
Yeah. 1967, Beatles' Penny Lane single goes number one.
Penny Lane, there is a fireman under an hourglass. None of the singing this song about pennies and lanes and roads.
That's a good song. 1992, Donna Summer gets a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame. So let's dance, let's dance, let's dance, let's dance. In 2002, the Ramones are inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Let's go!
Funny thing about the Ramones, every song they sing sounds just like that.
Every single one of them.
In 2005, The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody premieres on the Disney Channel, starring Dylan and Cole Sprouse.
Wait, is this a Ramones song?
No, it sounds like it. Did you ever watch Sweet Life?
I liked that show, yeah.
They were pretty good, yeah. And that's going to do it, this portion of the show. Stay tuned now. Brandon Brooks is next with Rewind at 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. March 18th, 1972. Neil Young had the number one single with Heart of Gold.
I've been a miner for a heart of gold.
His date in 1976.
Are you the first?
The release of the sci-fi movie.
The first one.
The Man Who Fell to Earth.
Is this it? I've always been visited.
Starring David Bowie in his first major film role.
I realize you've made certain assumptions about me.
March 18th, 1978. The Bee Gees at the top of the singles chart with Night Fever. I'm Brandon Brooks. And that's Rewind.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. With Progressive... This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 74 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 50. And then Wednesday, partly sunny and windy. Chance for afternoon showers. And highs head right back to 74. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 39.
Good morning. Trying to load up a little bit more volume just in the last 15, 20 minutes as we check it out live on 24 westbound coming into Antioch in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County this morning. Headed towards Nashville, trying to pick up southbound 65 at Trinity Lane. Looks like a little bit more volume out here this morning than it was yesterday. 24 is on the increase eastbound here through the Jolton area. Be careful there. It can always get a little bit tricky this time of the morning with that traffic coming in from Clarksville through Jolton. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests.
Americare Services Incorporated, family-owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
Americare Services Incorporated.
WGNS welcomes everyone here for the boys TSSAA basketball tournament. We hope you enjoy your stay and that you come back and visit again soon. The Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Please give the gift of life. Phone the Red Cross at 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. This Saturday, retired Riverdale High School teacher Beth Reiner invites you to come over to the Dapper Owl Coffee Pub and Bakery for her book signing. The book is Odd Job Annie. It's a modern cozy mystery, and it's a wonderful quick read. The book's about a 62-year-old retired teacher, Annie Cooper, and her impulsive move to quirky Mott Eagle, where she stumbles across a mystery. Don't miss Beth Reiner's book signing this Saturday from 11 until 1, and that's at the Dapper Owl Coffee Pub and Bakery at 2412 East Main this Saturday. Don't forget the Rutherford County Library System is offering free computer classes. Free. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to ensure that everyone is counted in the special census. Every resident means more funding for roads, schools, and emergency services, up to $3.5 million more each year. So don't wait. Fill out the mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com. Every name matters, including yours. Help us help Murfreesboro. Fill out your special census form today. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Look 10 years younger. We have added laser treatments.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew. You can go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. Okay, I'm going to bail both of you guys out.
Okay, good.
You can just tell me your honest opinion of this joke. This one's from Daryl Rigsby, again, who's making a valiant effort to
save this segment of the show.
Yeah. All right, and I hope I can read it like he would read it, or like you would read it, like a professional would. It's a lot of pressure.
You come in read it like this, John.
Yesterday, I purchased a world map.
Really?
I handed my wife a dart and said, honey, wherever you throw this, I'm going to take you on vacation. Well, it turns out we're spending the next 2 weeks behind the refrigerator.
Very good.
Your delivery was wonderful.
Okay, I've got one more. I've got one more.
Oh, you're doing both in one segment.
Yeah, here we go. My wife asked me why I didn't buy her flowers. To be honest, I didn't know she sold flowers.
That's a good joke. That's a good one.
All right, and it's 6:41 coming up. Stay with us here on The Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. Israel launched surprise airstrikes across Gaza, ending a fragile 2-month ceasefire. Prime Minister Netanyahu blamed stalled hostage release talks.
Palestinian lawmaker Mustafa Barghouti.
He is conducting these airstrikes knowing very well that they could kill the Israeli captives themselves. And we have no doubt that Netanyahu cares only about himself, about his government.
President Trump and Vladimir Putin scheduled to speak by phone today on ending the war in Ukraine. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Stephen Pfeiffer.
I worry that in his conversation later today with the president, Putin is going to try to impose quite a few conditions.
Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams finally on their way home from the International Space Station after they left in a SpaceX capsule early today. CBS's Derek Waller.
The pair embarked on a planned 8-day research mission last June, but propulsion issues forced them to stay in orbit for more than 9 years.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The Tennessee General Assembly has passed the Tennessee Genomic Security and End Organ Harvesting Act, a measure aimed at safeguarding Tennesseans' DNA and preventing any involvement in China's illegal organ harvesting practices. Sponsored by State Representative Brian Terry, the legislation prohibits the use of genetic sequencers or software from foreign adversaries within the state. Terry emphasized the importance of protecting genetic information, citing concerns that foreign entities, particularly in China, exploit this data for their own benefit. The law, set to take effect on January 1, 2026, also bans health issuers from covering organ transplants in China or any involving organs sold or donated by Chinese sources. Reports indicate that illegal organ harvesting generates between $840 million and $1.7 billion annually, with China allegedly engaging in, quote, execution by organ transplantation, end quote. Meanwhile, a group of 9 death row inmates in Tennessee have filed a lawsuit against the state, challenging the constitutionality of its lethal injection protocol. The lawsuit filed in Davidson County Chancery Court targets Tennessee Department of Corrections Commissioner Frank Strada and Riverbend Maximum Security Institution Warden Kenneth Nelson. The inmates argued that the state's use of pentobarbital presents a high risk of an agonizing death and cite concerns over the TDOC's alleged, quote, culture of recklessness and noncompliance, end quote. They also contest restrictions that limit communication with family and friends in the 12 hours leading up to an execution. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett with News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
You can get the best haircuts in town from Charlie Pitts.
Best haircut.
The best ever.
Get entertained.
So darling, Charlie Pitts. Save
the laugh. Have a laugh.
And have some fun.
Charlie Pitts.
Old Foster Brooks one time got stopped at a roadblock. Sir, you're drinking. I'm going to give you a 501. He says, you better give me a 1002 because I got to come back through here in a few minutes.
You can get the best haircuts in town from Charlie Pitts.
Walk away with a smile.
615-895-3997.
Charlie Pitts.
Welcome to the Restore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the Restore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Taylor at Bell Jewelers. Bell Jewelers is having their Black Friday week special through November 30th. Select items are marked down, but the biggest special we have going on is that you get a free gift with purchase if you spend $299 or more. So come visit us at Bell Jewelers. Bell Jewelers is having their Black Friday week special through November 30th.
Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street across from Toots.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
How important is end-of-life planning?
I think the biggest thing is don't be afraid to talk to your loved ones about the end of life and the planning. Go ahead and have that conversation now, and then find someone to help you with that.
Should you continue to review and make changes in your estate plan?
Yes, that's one of the most important things, is just once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things, whether it's passwords like we talked about with an inventory list, or whether it's changes in life like a new marriage or a new grandchild. Mm-hmm. I think you should look at those and make sure that your wishes are going to be carried out. It's hard to encourage people to talk about death, right? Because that means that you're going to lose control, right, with the power of attorney.
And that's why it's so important that we encourage our loved ones to make that decision and have that conversation while they're mentally able to have those conversations, because you don't want to wait until they're diagnosed stage 7 of Alzheimer's, wherein that's where it gets really, really.
Go ahead and have that conversation now, and then find someone to help you with that. Once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things.
Information you need on end-of-life planning.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 12 minutes before the hour. NBC. Wow. CBS News. I'll have to quit WGNS now. CBS News at the top of the hour. Well, that won't help me any. I'll get even more fired now. Oh, I'll get fired. Okay.
They're going to take me out back and shoot me.
All right. I had Daryl send in two jokes. Yes. I read them just a few minutes ago. And you rated the first one. Let me read them to you.
They
again.
Were both thumbs up.
Okay. You go two thumbs up.
Two. Of course he does.
My wife asked me why I didn't buy her flowers. To be honest, I didn't know she sold flowers. You
great
gave
joke.
That a thumbs up and a great joke. And
one
you're
of the best,
thumbs up.
One of the best in recent history.
I'm two thumbs up.
Ooh, Daryl got one of the best in recent history.
Yeah, that's a good joke.
Well,
it's just because of me.
It's a shame we couldn't leave it at just that one.
Yeah.
Because I read this one yesterday. I purchased a world map. I handed my wife a dart and said, honey, wherever you throw this, I'm going to take you on vacation. Turns out we're spending the next 2 weeks behind the fridge. You gave thumbs down.
Wasn't bad. Just wasn't quite there.
But it didn't even get a...
I guess it would be probably be a half.
Yeah. A half? Okay. Yeah. And you thought they were both amazing, right?
I really enjoyed that joke, Daryl.
There was one, I think maybe with that one. Mm. It might have been just a tad long, just a little.
A little long, just kind of predictable.
But I read it okay.
Yeah, you read it great. I said that then. Your delivery was good.
I don't want to get a call from the Rigsby's. And, you know.
I very rarely have a joke that I rate that is read poorly.
Are you happy about the jokes, though, mainly? Is it a little biased because it wasn't by Brian and that made it just all better to begin with?
No, oh, I have no bias towards the joke teller in general.
Okay.
But the fact that it wasn't Brian?
No, I have no bias there.
Okay, I thought it helped.
Sometimes his jokes are just bad.
Now, don't get your feathers ruffled.
I'll ruffle a feather in a minute.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Sometimes they're just not very good.
So Daryl got a pretty good score there.
He did a good job.
So.
And you, I guess, did a good job.
Well, I think he wanted Brian to read them. Mm. So the next time I am going to let Brian read them.
Yeah.
I'm going to just send them to him.
Well, and the thing is, here's what he needs
because
to
Brian
realize.
Because Brian is the dad jokester.
It's true.
You know.
What he really needs to realize is that it's not personal, because it's not like he wrote any of these jokes. He just finds them and reads them.
Yeah, but, you know, around here locally, he's like the man with the jokes.
Yeah. I just mean when a joke gets rated poorly, it's not his fault. He didn't write the joke.
Have you noticed that most of the time people send him jokes?
Uh-huh. Well, yeah.
Daryl's the only guy, and he would send it to Brian if he had his number. I'm sure he would. So
you'll have to share it with him.
No, I'm not going to ever do that.
Okay.
All right, ready for some birthdays? Let's celebrate.
Yeehaw! Birthday time. Cause it's
birthday time. What a day for celebrating.
Oh, Dolly Parton and Johnny Cash. Okay.
Happy congratulations.
This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, let's recap real quick. This is Brian's breakfast this morning. Okay, here we go. All right, it's a peanut butter sandwich, uncrustable.
That was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I have Teddy Grahams today.
I would love to see the receipt from your grocery bill because you eat like a 4-year-old who stole their mom's credit card.
Well, these were left over from when Bobby was at the house, and I just found them.
Oh, so they're good.
They're two and a half years old.
What's the date on those?
They're probably a year old.
It doesn't say. Yeah, it doesn't say when they expire.
You know why?
They don't expire. They're Teddy Grahams.
As long as you don't open them.
Right.
Okay.
You do. You eat like a... Like
Brian,
a...
there's got to be an expiration period for it somewhere along the line. They were probably on the box that they came in.
It's like when people... This is actually a pet peeve of mine.
Oh, it says December 31st, 2024.
Okay, so they're expired. Okay.
Just 6 months.
Well,
that's not bad.
When people think that food never goes bad in the freezer, yeah, they're like, I've had this chicken in the freezer for 4 years. You want some? No.
No, and I don't do a lot of that. I don't do a lot. When I freeze things, I don't do a lot of that. It kind of gives me the creeps.
It does.
Know?
Food does still go
and
bad in the
and
freezer.
And I don't remember how long I've had them in there.
Uh-huh.
You know? So, anyway, got to do birthdays. Here we go.
Birthday time.
Grover Cleveland, 22nd and 24th U.S. president. He's kind of like Donald Trump. He president one time, then not, and then president again.
The only two.
Rudolf Diesel, 1858. He's a German engineer, invented the diesel engine. 1869, Neville Chamberlain, British prime minister. 1869, Wilson Pickett, American rhythm and blues singer, born in Prattville, Alabama. You ever been to Prattville? Been down there a few times.
I think I have.
Yeah. He died in 2006. 1963, Vanessa Williams was born, an American singer, actress, and first African-American Miss America. Good singer, too. Good actress. And in 1970, Queen Latifah, American rapper and actress. She was in Living Single, Chicago, and now she's
Equalizer.
Equalizer, there you go. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Murfreesboro's birthday, Steve Thomas III, Alan Farley, Catherine Young, and Debbie Flowers have birthdays today.
Those are the birthdays we have so far. Call or text in and add to our birthday list. The number is 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/birthday. Get them in, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Well, today is National Sloppy Joe Day, so go out there and make you a Sloppy Joe for dinner tonight.
All right, coming up now, we've got our last look at the weather, then top of the hour, the news.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today, highs top out near 74 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, lows drop to 50. And then Wednesday, partly sunny and windy, chance for afternoon showers, and highs head right back to 74. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 39.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Good morning. There's several accidents going on right now. They're working a wreck. It's going to be on 24 eastbound, right near that 65 interchange as you come past Briley. This wreck's over to the side on 24 westbound at OHB out here in Antioch. Just enough with the flashing lights to slow down that traffic flow that's coming in right now from Rutherford County into Antioch. It's gotten busy out here. Give yourself extra travel time. When you need dependable towing, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out at strtow.com.
I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy usage and save money? Download the MyMTE app to track your energy consumption, pay your bill, and even report outages right from your phone. It's free and available now in iOS and Android. Time once again to salute the Doug Young Educator of the Month from News Radio, WGNS, and City Tile and Floor Covering, spotlighting Zyra Keim, a middle and high school Spanish teacher at Central Magnet. Zyra, what led you to become an educator?
Both my parents were educators. Mom was a kindergarten teacher. Dad was a high school math teacher. They both retired now, but I have always admired them. Their influence, my experiences growing up, seeing them being so devoted to their profession.
What's the one thing you enjoy most about being an educator?
It's the joy that we can find in our daily interactions when working together towards Spanish proficiency. The nature of my subject allows us to learn about each other and we exchange ideas. We can find joy in all these little moments in the classroom.
Zyra Keim, middle and high school Spanish teacher at Central Magnet School, the Doug Young Educator of the Month. Sponsored by City Tile.
Some days you just can't get enough of Colin Farrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Gold Summit.
And it seems neither can DC Studios. Fresh off his award-winning run as Batman's nemesis, the Penguin, Farrell is reportedly in the running to play another comic book classic, Sergeant Rock, a World War II era hero who's one of the oldest characters in the DC universe. If the deal closes, shooting could begin this summer.
I'm your host, Conan O'Brien.
And the Academy saying, let's do it again. Conan will return as host for next year's Oscars on ABC. He says the only reason he's coming back is to hear Adrian Brody finish his speech, which clocked in at 5 minutes and 40 seconds, the longest in Oscars history. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 2 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. John and Dalton here. I think Brian may have left. I'm not sure.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought I maybe hurt his feelings. It was the bizarro Brian's here.
It's always a controversy when we get ready to start a segment.
Yeah, I know. Lisa Kay is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being a wonderful friend that works hard for Rutherford County. Lisa Kay is going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts at News Radio WGNS.
And if you or someone you know wants to, or if you know someone, rather, who's gone the extra mile, you can nominate them as the Good Neighbor of the Day by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. You can also get birthdays, anniversaries into a same phone number or WGNSradio.com/birthdays because we're going to give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding coming up here on the air around 8 a.m.
Please participate in Murfreesboro Special Census. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for the city. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Our time is 7 o'clock. We'll be back right after the news.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Israel attacks Gaza.
Airstrikes up and down the strip.
Trump and Putin talk.
We've never been closer to a peace deal than we are in this moment.
Astronauts homeward bound.
Undocking confirmed. Freedom is free of its moorings.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with the CBS World News Roundup. Israel has ended the Gaza ceasefire with a stunning series of airstrikes that Palestinian officials say killed 326 people. Israel says it attacked after Hamas refused to change the ceasefire agreement and release all hostages. More from correspondent Rami Innocencio in Tel Aviv.
The fragile ceasefire, barely 2 months old, was shattered in the early hours of the morning as the Israeli military launched dozens of airstrikes up and down the Gaza Strip. The injured and the dead rushed by the hundreds to barely functioning hospitals. Babies, children, and the elderly treated wherever doctors could find space.
Israel's defense minister says the gates of hell will open if Hamas does not release the remaining hostages. President Trump and Russia's President Putin are due to talk about a possible ceasefire in Ukraine this morning. CBS's Holly Williams.
We're getting down to a very critical stage.
President Trump says he'll discuss land and power plants with Vladimir Putin on their call today. Russia's occupying around 20% of Ukraine and has laid claim to even more. Russian forces have occupied the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant since 2022, with fighting in that area repeatedly sparking fears of a radiological disaster. Ukraine's already agreed to a 30-day ceasefire proposed by the U.S. And last week, Putin said he supported it in principle, but with conditions. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky accused the Russian leader of using delaying tactics.
Their planned 8-day stay turned into more than 9 months aboard the International Space Station. But astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams are just a few hours away from splashdown with two crewmates off of Florida's Gulf Coast. CBS's Mark Strassman is at the Johnson Space Center in Houston.
This 17-hour flight back to Earth means for Butch and Sonny, their space odyssey is almost over. The astronauts took some final photos together before boarding their SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule and undocking from the ISS just after 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Four astronauts in all are inside, three of them Americans, all of them now heading home. It'll be a mostly quiet flight back, orbiting the Earth every 90 minutes until the final hour. The spacecraft will detach its no longer needed trunk section, which has its solar panels, then slam into the atmosphere at nearly 5 miles per second. Two sets of parachutes will deploy, slowing the capsule down to just 15 miles per hour before it impacts the water. A SpaceX recovery ship will be waiting nearby.
A judge is demanding answers from the White House after officials disobeyed his order to stop the deportation of more than 200 alleged Venezuelan gang members to El Salvador. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
The planes carrying Venezuelan immigrants took off on Saturday. Shortly after, federal judge James Boasberg ordered them to turn around, but they never did. A third flight would depart nearly an hour later. The White House argued that Boasberg's written order was issued when the planes were already mid-air and that his verbal order, some 40 minutes earlier, did not count. Tom Homan is President Trump's designated border czar.
We're not stopping. I don't care what the judges think. I don't care what the left thinks. We're coming.
Ultimately, Boasberg will decide if Trump can use the Alien Enemies Act to deport immigrants, which does not require standard court proceedings.
The Trump administration has until noon today Eastern Time to respond. A hearing is scheduled for Friday. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
In Houston, police have arrested a midwife in what's believed to be one of the first cases involving violations of the state's abortion law. KHOU-TV's Amanda Henderson is in Houston.
At the center of it all is the state's 2022 law, which prohibits most abortions. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced the arrest of 49-year-old Maria Rojas. She's accused of performing abortions and illegally operating three clinics in Northwest Houston.
Prosecutors say Rojas is known as Dr. Maria, but but isn't a doctor and now faces charges of practicing medicine without a license as well. Media often use the Freedom of Information Act to find hidden details for news stories. The Conservative Heritage Foundation has used it to demand the release of Prince Harry's immigration records, and a judge has okayed the release of those records today. More from CBS's Vicky Barker.
In his memoir, Prince Harry admitted using cocaine and other drugs when he was younger. Drug use wouldn't have automatically disqualified him for his U.S. visa. Lying about it might prove another matter. President Trump has suggested he wouldn't push for deportation, telling the New York Post last month Harry's got enough problems with that, quote, terrible wife. Wife Meghan has been a vocal critic of Trump. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
On the heels of a deadly weekend in Tornado Alley, Mississippi is one of six states trying to clean up and move forward. Governor Tate Reeves says one of the biggest challenges is restoring electricity to tens of thousands of customers without power.
The number of people from our Electric Power Association that are out working trying to get the power back on is staggering. Huge numbers of people all over the place.
The storms, including tornadoes, are blamed for 42 deaths in six states. Today marks 100 years for an even deadlier twister that hit three states in the Midwest. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
The tri-state tornado of 1925 is believed to be the single longest lasting and longest track tornado. It killed about 700 people and injured another 2,000. On March 18, 1925, the tornado struck southeastern Missouri, southern Illinois, and southwestern Indiana. It hit in the middle of the day, its length 219 miles.
5 years after the start of the pandemic, many people are still worried about the long-lasting version of the coronavirus. Correspondent Michael George is on the CBS Health Watch.
About 1 in 10 people think they have long COVID, but aren't sure. A study in England by the University of Southampton found stigma and self-doubt lead some who believe they have the condition to not get checked out. Symptoms of long COVID include fatigue, shortness of breath, brain fog, and heart palpitations.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll keep you updated at the top of each hour all day. It's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, everybody. Brian Barrett with you this morning, joined by John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS. Time to check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 74 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 50. And then Wednesday, partly sunny and windy. Chance for afternoon showers. And highs head right back to 74. I'm Weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 39.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Still several accidents out here. They're clearing stages. It's starting to get a little bit sluggish now. 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. It's gotten heavier on I-40 coming out of Wilson County, the Mount Juliet area, especially on 40 West on into Hermitage. As it tries to load up again with more volume, 24 westbound up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro. Rutherford County definitely busier out here this morning than it has been in a while. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, call Independent Roofing Specialist IRSRoofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep
online at tireworld.us.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Alrighty then, welcome in to the second hour of the Wake Up Crew News Radio. WGNS, happy as a lark to have you along with us here. Tuesday morning, March 18th, spring in 2 days. Although we've already had a little spring weather. But yeah, coming up in a couple of days and spring break's 11 days away. So I hope you're getting ready for that. Taco Tuesday today.
Ooh,
got a little bit to talk about there.
I must say, I went to Taco Bell your advice and got the Cantina
Chicken Burrito.
Oh, my. It's the best thing on the menu.
They have lots of their Cantina Chicken is very good, and they have lots of things. They got
Do you like their quesadilla? They have the Cantina Chicken on a quesadilla, and it's awesome.
Is it better than the Cantina Chicken on a burrito?
I like it better than the burrito, but I like quesadillas there.
I've had both. The quesadilla is better than their normal quesadilla, but it has nothing on that burrito. That burrito doesn't even taste like you got it from Taco Bell.
My only regret is I didn't get two of them.
Yeah.
I just got a regular burrito with it, you know?
It's got that same little... Did you use the little salsa pack that came with it? Oh, my goodness.
A little verde or whatever?
Yes, verde.
Verde.
And then,
on me.
They got some sauce in it, too.
Yes, there's some kind of sauce. It's like a chipotle sauce in it. And then that little verde sauce. And then, yeah, man, it's got like... It's cabbage or something weird.
It's not your typical.
It's not like lettuce. It's like purple. So I think it's cabbage. Man, it is. It's all perfect. Like the flavors combined.
I mean, for Taco Bell, it's something really different that stands out to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it tastes like you got it from like a Chipotle or a Cava or some fancy place.
But they won't keep it, probably.
They might. They've had it for a while.
I think it's here to stay. The Cantina Chicken.
They've said that before.
Yeah. Slow roasted chicken, signature pico, fresh purple cabbage.
That's it.
Crispy white corn shell, and a flavorful avocado verde salsa.
How is he so knowledgeable?
He Googled it.
Oh, okay.
They also have a Cantina Chicken Bowl, which is all that stuff in
for
a bowl.
For the protein-loving people?
Uh-huh, with some guacamole on it. So it's the same stuff that's in the burrito, just without the tortilla. I haven't had it yet. I just was going, and I saw that, and I wanted to try it. It's good.
So that's what I read to you was what was in the burrito, what was in the Cantina bowl, but it's creamy chipotle sauce that they have in it.
That's
too.
What I thought.
It's good. Some cheddar cheese.
Man, it's
about the best thing I've had there in a long time.
Yep. It is wonderful. Got that and a little hard shell taco. Speaking of, I guess we're just doing Taco Tuesday now.
No, we're not.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. All right,
never mind.
Yeah.
Never
okay.
Mind. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Dude, take your 4 minutes.
Do your show.
I need to do my song of the day here real quick, and then we'll get to that. So here it is, Mr. Bing Crosby.
They come your way. They bring the flowers that bloom in May.
So that's Bing Crosby there for you. April showers, song of the day. Okay. So we didn't forget. You were saying?
I refuse.
I don't care. I'll go on if you don't want to say anything.
He's got other stuff.
I went to Oscar's Taco Shop, a place that I frequent.
That's
good. I had a lunch meeting there, and I wanted something a little lighter because I normally get like loaded French fries or a quesadilla, like big stuff. So I decided instead I was going to get two tacos. And so I got the carne asada taco, which I've had a lot. That's steak. Very, very good from there. And a pastor taco.
What's that?
It's marinated pork. And I never had it from there. I've had pastor from some other places, Camino, whatever. And it's fine. I like pastor okay. So me and Anthony is his name, our sound guy at the church. And so we're eating, and we're eating the steak taco. And then we turn around and we eat this pastor taco, and we both look at each other, put our food down, go up to the counter, and ordered another. He, in fact, ordered two. One of the best tacos I have ever had in my life.
Hard shell or soft shell?
Soft shell. It's like a authentic street taco. It's got some guacamole in it, some pico, and that marinated. It almost tasted like chorizo seasoning, but on slices of pork. I mean, it was marvelous. And you squeeze a little lime on it. He would love it. I don't know why he's not paying attention. He really hates when people other than him are talking.
Evidently.
I want to hear about that.
It was really good. I mean, it was probably my new favorite thing on their menu.
You know, Oscar's is a place I don't think about, but where they're located, I have to go south toward Christiana.
Well, there's one on Church Street.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about, but it's south of where I'm usually heading the other way.
There's one on Rutherford next to the Publix. That's the one. It's in that public shopping center. That's the one I go to most of the time because it's like 2 minutes from where I live.
You've got all kinds of food over there by you.
Kind of. There's a lot of fast food.
A lot of Mexican.
Yes. There's like one or two sit-down restaurants, and both of them are Mexican. So, but yeah, Oscar's.
And that Chinese place.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. The Chinese buffet.
Maybe the best in town.
Possibly. It's pretty good.
I've been there. It's good.
But the pastor, not the carnitas. Carnitas is a different pork taco. The pastor taco from Oscar's Taco Shop.
Pastor. You got that, Brian? Pastor.
Pastor, yeah.
It's not spicy like you'd think it would be, but it's not. It's very good. Lots of flavor.
I always am leery of pastor because it's like Camino. Theirs is pretty warm.
Yeah, this one's not
spicy.
It's very good. Like I said, probably my new favorite thing on their menu.
Did I tell you I get the California burrito? Oh, yeah. I've told you that many times.
It's got the little slices of pineapple on it.
Yeah.
I like that. That's my favorite. But I get it with just the regular pork, the nachos. I guess that's what they're called, right?
Nachos carnitas, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're talking about tacos, so.
Okay.
He's not paying attention. I'm not paying a lick of attention.
No. For all of you, I guess, home remodel, home Mr. Do-Its out there.
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
DIY.
Home Outlet is going to move into where Badcock Furniture was located.
That's going to be nice.
So it's kind of a discount builder material place there. Okay, Taco Tuesday coming up.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Chris Perfect.
Top of the eighth inning, and the world champion Dodgers are on top of the Chicago Cubs in baseball's first game of 2025 in Tokyo. Fifth inning saw a scoring surge from Los Angeles. Shohei Ohtani with his first hit and first run of the game, a throwing error by the Cubs, and a Will Smith line drive to bring in Teoscar Hernandez. Both pitchers are out. Shota Igamanaga pitched 4 innings, no earned runs. Yoshinobu Yamamoto pitched 5 innings, 4 strikeouts, 1 earned run. The Nuggets ended Golden State's 7-game winning streak 114-104. After the game, Warriors coach Steve Kerr said Steph Curry is exhausted and could probably be due for some rest coming up. The Philadelphia Eagles signed Giants defensive end Azeez Ojulari to a 1-year deal, and Derek Stingley Jr. signed a record-setting 3-year, $90 million extension with the Texans.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, time, 7:22 from the Wake Up Crew on the Big G, WGNS.
It's Taco Tuesday.
So it is indeed Taco Tuesday. I guess this would be part two, even though the first Taco Tuesday was illegitimate. But...
What a word to use for that.
We've got, well, what do you guys have for Taco Tuesday?
I just did it.
Of course you did. Nothing?
What is it? I'm sorry?
Taco Tuesday.
Oh, I don't.
We've already been talking.
I don't work these assignments.
Did I eat anywhere else new? I did go back to Jack Brown's, but that's a classic eatery here in town. If you haven't been to Jack Brown's yet, you got to check it out. I know we've got some purists out there for restaurants, but Jack Brown's very, very good. Very good stuff.
You want to tell your Chipotle story again? Just kidding.
I've never been to Jack Brown's. I've got to go.
Here's a question. Let's list some local restaurants and then name your go-to food item from there. So like Toots. What's your go-to thing you're ordering from Toots?
That what's my go-to from Toots?
Yes. Like, what's the thing that you... Or let's start easier. Let's do Demas's. What's the thing that you're most likely to order when you go to Demas's?
Half a chicken. Half a grilled chicken. Which is kind of unusual, but I've just gotten hooked on that. I don't know why. But I always get that.
Mine is the lasagna. I love Demas's lasagna. It's very good.
I'm kind of a fan of their... the hamburger steak. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, their hamburger steak is good. They have a good pork chops.
I like
in the
to
same
get a,
season.
I like to get a steak with a spaghetti side, you know, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, being able to order a side of spaghetti is neat. And then Toots. Mine is the 5 buffalo fingers, and I get 2 dipping sauces.
Shaken.
I don't get them shaken so that I can get a dipping sauce of the hot garlic and one of the mango habanero. Because they won't do 2. They won't shake 2 different sets. You got to get them on the side. So
I get buffalo chicken wrap.
That's a good one.
It's excellent. Good, really good.
I bet you that would be Toots. Good with the mango habanero.
Have you ever ordered from Toots? Did Jonathan bring you anything from Toots?
I do get Toots. I really like their hamburgers.
Yeah, their hamburgers are
that's
good.
What Megan gets every time is a burger.
What did I have the last time? It was recently when I went. I think it was the grilled chicken on a stick. That's what it was.
Do you like their sweet potato fries?
I do.
Really
the wedges.
Good. Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah.
Fries, wedges. I'm like, they're fried. Well,
yes.
I get the tater tots from Toots.
They're good.
And they are excellent. Mm-hmm. They are very good.
That cherry sauce that they have for the Which you can get those and dip your chicken tenders in them too, by the way. But that cherry mustard sauce that they have, really good.
I get their zip sauce or whatever. It's not, I don't know what they call it.
I think they call it zip sauce. Yeah.
That's what you can use your sweet potatoes.
What else? What's another local eatery, local place?
That we get?
Chili's.
Chili's. Yeah.
It's a place that we've been recently.
Y'all got the steak.
Yes.
It's very good.
It's crazy good, and it's not that expensive. I don't know. I guess I had it in my mind that steaks were really high calorie, but they're not necessarily. And potatoes either, really, you know?
They're not.
Like a baked potato, you know, a big baked potato is like
for sure
250, 300.
You just stay away from loaded, you know?
Yeah, but that's what makes them good.
Mm. I went to Red Lobster two weeks ago.
Hmm. I cannot tell you the last time I was in a Red Lobster.
Well, it's hard to order there because for one person... You're sitting there, and I love Red Lobster. I mean, I really love, but I got scallops, and I love scallops. And but a lot of their remember they used to have these big meals, like, you know, you could order like a little sample of everything, sample platter. They're like $39 or something like that. They're really high, so I've gone away from that. But if you'll pick something individually, that's probably the best way to go there. But it's really good.
We went to a place that was new to you, but me and Megan had been before a couple weeks ago. It was Lemongrass Sushi, which is on, it's off Church Street. What is it on Veterans?
It's on Veterans.
It's on Veterans, so it's off Church Street.
Did Brian go in?
He did. We ate together. Yeah, he'll go.
Oh, I thought maybe he stayed in the car and had Jonathan deliver it to him.
And they had, what did we have? We had that sushi roll that was really good there.
Yeah.
Can't remember what it was, but it was good. And then that it's a I like pad thai a lot, and so it was good pad thai food.
I really like Waco or Waco, whatever it is.
Waco.
I want to go back.
Oh, you can eat that
on Broad Street.
Yeah. Can't go right now though, unless you're just having a day off.
What do they have on their menu that I would like? I'm not a sushi guy.
Fried rice, all the hibachi food, hibachi chicken, all that kind of stuff you can get there.
Okay.
And it's all you can eat, so you can get as much. You can get 10 bowls of rice if you want. So.
I'm really not a sushi person either. It's got to be cooked. That's the only way I'll eat it.
Except for when it's not.
And they're,
when I trick him.
Whatever. But, yeah, I like the good fried sushi. All right, 728, more Taco Tuesday coming up.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600, Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
My mom pays the base for the room, but then we pay a little bit more for laundry. There are a lot of different options. It's independent living, yet if she needs some assistance, it's there for her. And it's not all included where she may not need everything, which of course will bring the price up. You can add different things too when needed.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
Between our property and the county landfill property, there are 1,000 contiguous acres that doesn't exist anywhere else in this county. And what an opportunity to do something big there. And we as Republic, as part of this long-term 50-year vision, are saying we will pay for and work with the county on building any number of recycling programs.
The answer's here.
We are ready to do something big there.
Middle Point Landfill.
Now you can watch some of your favorite radio shows. Try Big G TV. Subscribe for free on YouTube at News Radio WGNS and WGNS Radio on Facebook and X. Local content that matters to Rutherford County.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:30 on a Wake Up Crew Tuesday morning.
And happy birthday today to Steve Thomas III, Alan Farley, Catherine Young, Debbie Flowers. You know, Dalton, that's a few, but that's
it's a very light list today. Yeah, and we don't want any of these people to win.
Oh, yes, we do.
So we need to get some more
now
in.
We do.
Get some more birthdays, get some more anniversaries into a 615-893-1450. We're going to make it neck and neck here. Get them in right now, WGNSradio.com/birthdays, so that you have a chance to win a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our great friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Firefighters are going door to door to make sure everyone is counted in the Murfreesboro Census. Fill out your mailer or go to MurfreesboroCensus.com. Counting 20,000 new residents could mean $3.5 million for the city's roads, parks, and services.
Here's a check of traffic and weather together, local news, and then more Taco Tuesday straight ahead, 7:31 now.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 74 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 50. And then Wednesday, partly sunny and windy, chance for afternoon showers, and highs head right back to 74. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 39.
Good morning. It's gotten heavier trying to get up through South Nashville right now on 65 northbound at Harding Place all the way up to the split. Traffic still moving right now on 65 south down through Millersville, and that's been a little bit slow as they clean up a wreck in the westbound lanes of 24 at the Jolton exit. It did slow it down over in the eastbound lanes with some rubberdecking there on 24 east to end the Jolton area. Keep that in mind if you're coming in from Clarksville. Hey, when you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee, call the best, STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
A look at average gas prices throughout Rutherford County reveals that the Murfreesboro and Smyrna area is no longer among the cheapest places to refuel. However, Tennessee remains one of the most affordable states for gasoline. According to the AAA Auto Club, the statewide average for a gallon of regular unleaded sits at $2.70, making Tennessee the fifth cheapest state for fuel. In Rutherford County, drivers are paying an average of $2.68 per gallon. Prices dip slightly in Shelbyville to $2.65 per gallon, while Coffee County matches Murfreesboro's price at $2.68. To the east, Woodbury sees slightly higher rates at $2.74 per gallon, while drivers in Wilson County, including the Lebanon and Mount Juliet area, enjoy some of the lowest prices in the region at $2.62. In contrast, Williamson County remains the most expensive area in the state, with Brentwood and Franklin motorist paying an average of $3.06 per gallon. Meanwhile, law enforcement agencies across Rutherford County ramped up patrols on St. Patrick's Day, ensuring roads remain safe from impaired drivers. Officers from the Tennessee Highway Patrol, Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, and police departments in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Laverne, and Eagleville conducted DUI enforcement operations. Recent data from Value Penguin highlights a 30% increase in alcohol consumption across Tennessee since 2000, ranking the state third in the nation for growth in drinking habits. While half of Americans report regular alcohol consumption, 33% indicate that they're cutting back. As drinking trends evolve, authorities stress the importance of responsible alcohol consumption, particularly during the holidays like St. Patrick's Day, when impaired driving incidents tend to rise. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
In retirement, it's all about income. Your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal, or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at risolutions.net. risolutions.net. And make sure to join us Saturdays at noon and Sunday afternoons at 1 for Retirement Income Solutions Radio with Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
At Middle Tennessee Electric,
we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Alrighty, back at 7:35, News Radio WGNS on a Taco Tuesday. Alright, before the snack food report, I do have this breaking news. The iconic Frosty from Wendy's is getting a makeover. They announced in the coming months they'll be rolling out new ways to customize the sweet treat. After decades of only offering two flavors, chocolate and vanilla, they will now have an option to add in various sauces with Frosty swirls. Or you can choose from a variety of mix-ins like the Frosty Fusions, as they're calling it. So, going to have a new cup, lid, a blue spoon to go along with all of this expansion.
I was going to say, is the Frosty even iconic anymore? They never even have the normal ones. They always do away with the vanilla. That's the best one.
I know.
They always do away with it.
Yeah.
It's not even iconic anymore.
The iconic one is the chocolate, because they've only had the vanilla for a short time.
They've had it my entire life. I used to get it when I was a kid, because Grenade would always take us, and I didn't like chocolate.
Well,
so a short time for you, maybe, but I'm a grown man.
How about snack food report?
Now, it's the snack food report on the Wake
Up
Crew.
Wow, he gave you a lot of time for snack food report.
He did, that's good.
One way to shut you up.
I've got some stuff here today. California Farms, they make creamers and stuff out of almond milk. They have a new birthday cake flavored creamer, as well as a sugar cookie flavored coffee creamer, as well as vanilla and brown sugar. So those are some new coffee creamer options for those who don't like to drink milk. Hot Pockets has new extra cheesy ham and cheddar Hot Pockets. White Castle has ranch chicken rings in the frozen foods aisle. And Eggo has mini French toast bags that you take and heat up in the microwave to eat. Has 8 mini French toasts in each bag. Ruffles has a new smokehouse barbecue flavored chip. They have not had a barbecue, like regular barbecue flavor in a while for Ruffles chips. Reese's filled pretzels. Y'all know the little filled pretzels with the peanut butter in them? Uh-huh. Now Reese's is on that game with their Reese's peanut butter in some filled pretzels. Pick those up at the store. Funyuns. You like Funyuns, John?
No.
I would ask him, but he seems to be dealing with something. Funyuns, sour cream, and sour cream and Funyun flavored chips you can get.
Oh, now, I could maybe go with that.
I think that could be pretty good.
Yeah,
you can pick those up here soon. Cinnamon Toast Crunch has a new Frosted Toast Crunch flavor, so it's like the frosted cereal, you know, the sugar coating on that. Instead of cinnamon, it is frosted. Eggo ice cream sandwiches. Eggo waffle, ice cream sandwich in the middle. They have a blueberry flavor, a chocolate chip flavor. Rice Krispie Treats ice cream sandwiches are available in strawberry and original.
There's butter Rice Krispies on the outside.
Rice Krispie Treat ice with ice cream in the middle. Yeah, but that's pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Butterfinger ice cream bar you can pick up. You like Butterfinger, right? Mm-hmm. They have a Butterfinger ice cream bar that you can pick up. Baby Ruth has an ice cream bar as well. Eggo also has a chocolate chip ice cream pint that you can get. So does Fruit Loops and Rice Krispie Treats and Frosted Flakes. So all of those new ice cream flavors are available. Sun Chips has a honey barbecue flavor of Sun Chip that you can pick up. Skittles Clusters. You know, recently they released the little mini Skittles that you could get, the tiny baby Skittles. They have those, but around a gel center. So like the Nerd gummy clusters, they have that with Skittles available now. Pistachio flavored coffee creamer by Delight. You can pick that up. Frosted Flakes has a new green potion, milk potion. So it's just green dyed frosted flakes as a promotion for the Minecraft movie. Cup Noodles has a new birria flavor. It's like the birria tacos of the cup of noodles. Another coffee creamer, Frosted Sugar Cookie Delight Coffee Creamer is available. There's one for you, John. You love Bluebell ice cream.
I do.
Banana Fudge Bluebell ice cream you can pick up at the store. Peanut Butter, a new Hostess here. Peanut Butter Ding Dongs and Peanut Butter Ho-Hos are now available. Goldfish has a new Cinnamon Roll Graham and Shortcake or Strawberry Shortcake Graham. And Ben & Jerry's also on the scene with a new ice cream flavor, Chocolate Covered Strawberry Ice Cream by Ben & Jerry's. And then last one here, Heinz, available at Walmart, has a new tomato chip dip. So you dip your chips in a ketchup-flavored
chip
dip.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's pretty neat.
Might be pretty good. I don't know.
It's 7:40.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, I'll get around to it someday? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 7:42, wrapping up the show here this morning. Making way for Swap and Shop. Action Line, Roundtable, Rutherford Issues. We've got you covered here throughout the morning on The Big G, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And the 24th annual Rutherford County Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 26th, 10 to 2 on the square. Check out MTE's Energy Hub trailer, equipped with interactive energy efficiency displays. Free fun for the whole family, April 26th on the square. More information is at rcearthday.com. Today, we're highlighting our good neighbor of the day, Lisa Kay, for being a wonderful friend who works hard for Rutherford County. Lisa Kay receiving flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS as the good neighbor of the day today. Send in your good neighbor, text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Two of the easy ways you can send in your good neighbors to us.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Well, we had two jokes today sent in by Daryl Rigsby, and here we go.
Frequent listener, right?
With the first one. He says he is.
I don't know how anybody could listen to this
show. Well, he has a job that he drives around a lot, so the radio's on. All right, here's the number one. This got a mixed review. Yesterday, I purchased the world map. I handed my wife a dart and said, honey, wherever you throw this, I'm going to take you on vacation. Turns out we're spending the next 2 weeks behind the refrigerator.
But I'm...
Mixed review. There were two good and one bad.
That's your opinion.
Now, here's the second. No, it's not my opinion. We voted, remember?
Did not vote that way.
Yeah, you said it was great. And I said, never mind.
You said one good and one bad.
No, I said two good, one bad.
Oh, I thought you meant like the joke numbers.
Just get back on the floor and work. Do your back exercises, okay? And here's the number two. My wife asked me why I didn't buy her flowers. To be honest, I didn't know she sold flowers.
That's a good one.
That was
That's
a good one. Good that, that got all three.
Replay.
So
replay.
Congratulations, Daryl. You're allowed to send us some more.
Your jokes are amazing.
Ooh, Daryl got a
for himself.
Amazing, yeah.
Now he's a little. He's getting a little full of himself at that point. You know?
Yeah. Well, we'll have to.
Can't compliment your own joke.
That's not my joke.
No, that's Daryl. Said the.
That's not Daryl doing that. That's Alan.
It's no, it's
Alan.
Not Daryl.
I'm sorry.
Alan.
I thought that was Daryl.
He only has one person that's a
right.
fan.
Right.
That's
right.
The
yeah.
second listener.
Yeah, Daryl's a fan.
Got
Brett,
it.
Brett
I'm sorry.
A fan.
I've never met either of them.
The dad
so
joke.
I apologize. To
yeah,
both
I need
of
to
them.
Bring them up here live. Tell them to bring their guitars and sing a little bit.
You did meet Daryl and Brett at the Cracker Barrel that
You're
day.
You're right.
That's right.
I did meet
you
him
did.
At Cracker Barrel, yes. Or at some other point in my life, and it's
well,
just
Well, you were busy
mind.
Being sociable to me because your father didn't acknowledge...
He wasn't even
going
to come up to the table.
No, your father didn't acknowledge my presence there, so I do appreciate
true.
That part.
Whatsoever.
You went over there and sat down. I had to approach them, didn't I?
I don't think he realized that it was you until he saw me standing over there. I don't think he real. I don't think he put to... He does not look around when he enters a restaurant. He hyper-focuses on where he's going.
As you all should. If you don't focus,
well,
you might trip.
I appreciate your son, after you've bashed him all day, that he took up for you. So I appreciate Dalton being the kind of guy that he is.
He just has a
you
face.
You bashed him all morning, and now he takes up for you. So that's fine.
All of those little snide remarks.
What little snide remarks?
Oh, there have been plenty. Go back and listen to the podcast. You'll find them.
That was good. That was good.
WGNSradio.com. Here's our song of the day.
What's wrong with you? What's happened to you?
I'm losing it. I'm losing it, John.
Here's a little Bing Crosby as we get out of here. Have a good one, everybody. Back tomorrow.
That blooming May. So if it's raining, I've no regrets.